Good evening, and welcome to Songs from Studio C on North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford, and tonight I'm joined by singer-songwriter Dave Mulligan. Dave is well known for his work writing and performing with the San Francisco rock band Nicky Bloom and the Gramblers. The Gramblers' career was taken to new heights when a YouTube video of them covering Hall & Oates' I Can't Go For That went viral with over 2 million hits. Since then, the band has answered the call to perform countless shows across the U.S. with their brand of Americana more specifically described as California Soul. The Gramblers are a Chico favorite, and their success story is a familiar one by now to many of us here in the North State. But what many people might not know is that Dave was an accomplished songwriter long before he began his Grambling days. His current solo tour, alongside longtime friend Billy Shaddix, brings him to Chico in support of his latest release titled Runaway Blues. Dave Mulligan, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Nolan.
How does it feel to have a break from the Gramblers to play a few solo shows?
It has been really nice to have a break. We had a busy 2014, so it's been a welcome few months off. And I was pretty happy when Billy called me up to play these shows because, you know, it had been a while. I think it's been almost a year since my last solo tour. So feels good to be up here kicking it off in Chico.
And I noticed some familiar faces in the lineup of your backing band. I imagine rehearsals went pretty smooth getting ready for this run of shows.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy cast for me to assemble, I guess, calling up the Gramblers. But we had to shake a little rust off because it had been a while. But, you know, we spent an awful lot of time playing music together. So it comes back pretty easily, even after the long breaks.
Well, let's rewind back to the beginning. How did you get started as a songwriter?
See, I got started as a songwriter, I guess, by listening to my older brother Mark play when I was younger. I'm the youngest of eight kids, and so a few of my older brothers and sisters play music as well. And my brother Mark was the first one that I kind of gravitated towards and listened to a lot when I was growing up. And I think I started learning a little guitar just playing along with his records and ended up writing my first song or two kind of with, you know, a little inspiration from him.
How would you say your approach, since those first couple songs, how has your approach to songwriting and music performance changed over the years?
Well, I guess at that point it was, that's a pretty fun stage of songwriting when you're young and you're writing your first songs because it's just completely free. I don't think, you know, when you're 13 or 14 years old writing a song, you're thinking about anything else other than just the pure joy of songwriting. So that's a fun stage to look back on. But I guess, part of the challenge now is sort of, recovering that same kind of magic that it had and that same sort of freedom and learning to not pump the brakes. And I think the older you get and the more you do it professionally, the more you realize that it's just about being productive and just about getting songs written and doing that as free-flowingly as possible.
Now, nowadays, when you're writing songs, do you find that there's any recurring sources of inspiration that help to guide your songwriting?
Yeah, I usually do pretty well with a little natural inspiration. So I think my process typically takes me to like outdoor places or like places of solitude, or, you know, when I go backpacking or camping or just, you know, van camping even. I think it's in those kind of moments of solitude that I tend to write the best.
Some friends of yours were recently guests on our show, The Railflowers, and they shared one of your big songwriting tips that's something you just have to do all the time, and if you want to improve, you have to just be writing all the time. Can you elaborate on that thought for our listeners?
Well, I became friends with The Railflowers, I think for the first time when I lived up here in Chico with Darren Ney of the Gramblers, and at that point, we were living in a little farmhouse outside of town, and we had a song a day challenge going for the summer that we were living out there, for the first summer we were there. And we would just force each other to write by picking a prompt every day and putting a little pressure on ourselves to have a song by the end of the day. And the inspiration was quite varied, but that summer was great because we came out of our first month up here with, you know, I don't think we quite did a song a day, but between the two of us, you know, we were looking at probably 40 songs by the time the month was over, and some of them were throwaways and some were keepers, but it felt really good just to be productive in that way.
How many songs from that period of time would you say have stood the test of time and you're still just totally excited about?
Well, I'll tell you, there's at least a couple from that period that we're gonna play at tonight's show. So there's a few that actually are in rotation. Some of them have been long forgotten, and I still sort of like discover them when I'm going through notes on my computer or old recordings, and that's kind of fun too, because I guess it's like they've stayed fresh even though they were written a couple years ago, because we were writing enough that sometimes we'd write one that would, you know, didn't catch our eye for some reason, and you just sort of record it and forget about it and discover you still have it a couple years later and bring it back into rotation. So
you guys have been with the Gramblers, just one of the hardest working bands out of the area here, and do you find it's hard, you know, touring and traveling so much, to stay focused with songwriting and stay disciplined and doing it all the time?
Definitely, yeah, that's definitely always a challenge for me. I think I've gone in and out of the cycle of productivity, I guess, with songwriting, and so it comes and goes. You know, the road is definitely a challenging place to write music, which is kind of funny because you're playing an awful lot of music and you're definitely, you know, head deep in it the whole time you're out on tour. But like I said earlier, I tend to be kind of more of a solitude-oriented writer, so it's tough for me when I'm on a bus with the whole band and crew to like find that space that I sort of prefer or feel like I need when I write. On the other hand, you definitely come home from tour with a lot of scraps of paper and, you know, little half-written lyrics in my phone, little ideas that come and go. So it's nice to have a little break after tour to just sort of comb through the ideas you've collected and put stuff together.
Well, in just a minute here, we're going to get to hear one of those songs. But I wanted to ask, what's coming up next for the Gramblers? There's been some teaser photos recently released online that are hinting towards maybe a new album coming out.
Yeah, we've got a new album coming out in April. We recorded it in Stinson Beach back in August. And we just finalized the artwork and everything on it over the last couple weeks. And we're on schedule for an April release. So leading up to that release, we'll be playing some shows around the Bay Area. We'll be doing a residency down at Terrapin Crossroads in the month of March. We'll have a little Chico visit in either March or April. And then after the record comes out, it's festival season and back into touring.
Sounds great. So what's the song that you'll be sharing with us today, and what can you tell us about it?
The song I'm going to play today is called Lesson to be Learned. It's a song I wrote a little while back, but I've never recorded it, and haven't played it all that often, but it's a simple song that just always feels good to sing, and I guess that's why I picked it for today.